Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. Mishnah Zayin says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah Shehaya Yarei Shema Tisaver. Rosh Hashanah, and they're worried that perhaps the month will be made full, so that Rosh Hashanah will actually fall on the 31st day rather than on the 30th day. There haven't been Adim to declare when the new month starts, so they're not sure which day will be Rosh Hashanah. Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Erevin. A person can make two Erevs, Va'omer, and he says, Erevi Barishon L'Mizrach U'B'Sheni L'Marav. My Erev on the first day of Rosh Hashanah can be to the east, and my Erev on the second day of Rosh Hashanah can be to the west. Barishon L'Marav U'B'Sheni L'Mizrach. Or on the first day it can be to the west, and on the second day it can be to the east. Erevi Barishon U'B'Sheni Kivnei Iri. Or let my Erev only be effective on the first day, and on the second day let me be like everyone else in town. Erevi B'Sheni U'B'Rishon Kivnei Iri. Or let my Erev only be on the second day, and on the first day let me be like everyone else in town. V'lo Hodu Lo Chachamim. But the Chachamim did not agree with this. Now the basis of Rabbi Yehuda is that only one day is Rosh Hashanah, the other day is Chol, and therefore you don't have to make a package deal. The Chachamim, as we said previously, are not sure whether or not the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah count as one continuous period of Kedusha or not, and we'll see a little bit more detail in the Bart Nura. Shema Tisaber, maybe the month will be made full. Shema Yasu Beisdin Hagadol Elo Me'uber V'yu Shnei Yamim Tovim. Maybe they will make the day full, and there will be 2 days of Yontiv. Yom Lamed Shel Elo V'yom Lamed Aleph, the 30th day of Elo and the 31st day. V'hut Tzarech Leilech Barishon Letzad Echad U'B'Sheni Letzad Acher. And he needs to go on one day in one direction, and on the second day in the opposite direction. Ma'arav Shnei Erevin, let him make two Erevs. U'manichan be'erev Yomtov, and place them both on the day before Yomtov. Zelakan v'zelakan, one in each direction. Ba'omer v'chulei, and then he says the formula, let this one be for the first day, let this one be for the second day. V'lo hodu lo chachamim, and the chachamim do not agree. T'kasavre kedusha achas hein, because they feel that both days are one continuous period of kedusha. V'halacha k'chachamim b'shnei yamim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah. And the halacha follows the chachamim on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is different from other days of Yontiv. D'lav mishum sveika bilvad itakein. It wasn't just made because we're not sure which day is the day of Yontiv, like other days when we have 2 days of Pesach or 2 days of Shavuos. Shemakadshu Beisdin es Yom Lamed o Yom Lamed Aleph, Echad Mehem Chol. We're not just concerned that maybe they'll be Makadesh, the Chodesh, on the 30th or 31st day, and the other day is secular. El Mishum Deshema Bo Eidim Min HaMincha Ulamala. Really what we're concerned about is that witnesses who saw the moon will come sometime in the late afternoon. Shino Hagano So Hayom Kodesh Ulamachar Kodesh. So that we have to treat today, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the 30th day, as holy, and tomorrow, the 31st day, as also holy. B'tarvayhu kedusha achas, and in that case, they both have the same degree. It's one continuous period of holiness. Ava b'shar yomim tovim shel goyus, but on the other days of Yontiv that we keep 2 days in exile outside of Israel, d'lav itakun ela misveika, which were only established because of doubt, d'lo yadinan Masai Kidshu Beisdin Hagadol Es HaChodesh, because we just don't know when the Beisdin set the new month. Modim Chachamim LeRabbi Yehuda D'Shtei Kedushas Hein. In those cases, the Chachamim would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that they are, in fact, two discrete periods of holiness. The Chachamim Hamurim Kan Hu Rabbi Yossi. And the Chachamim that we say in this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. It's his opinion. And if you take a quick look in the Tosfos Yontiv, Ha'emes Bo LaHadianu, he's telling us a factual statement. He wants us to know what's what. Behedya B'Gemara V'Chulei, because it says this explicitly in the Gemara, Aval La'inyan Perish HaMishnah Lo Ichpas Lan V'Lo Midi. But in order to understand this Mishnah, it doesn't make any difference to us that Chachamim here is Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't matter. Because it's possible that it could be the same Chachamim who, in an earlier Mishnah, had a doubt when it came to regular Yontiv and Shabbos. Dinhu gufahu svira lahu b'shnei yamim tavim de Rosh Hashanah devadai ki yama arichahein, because those chachamim would definitely feel when it came to Rosh Hashanah that it's one continuous period of kedusha. So basically, that last statement that it's Rabbi Yossi, it's a true statement. It's explained in the Gemara, but it doesn't make any difference for understanding the Mishnah because it could be the chachamim of the previous Mishnah just as easily as it could be Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Ches. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, another statement of Rabbi Yehuda in a similar vein as the first. Masna Adam Ahakakala B'yom Tov Rishon V'ochla B'sheni. A person can separate tithes, making a condition on the first day of Yontiv, and eat them on the second day. V'chein Be'a Shenolda B'rishon Te'ochil B'sheni. Similarly, an egg that is laid on the first day of Yontiv can be eaten on the second day of Yontiv. V'lo Hodu L'Chachamim, but the Chachamim did not agree. Bart Nuro, Masna Adam Al Hakakala, a person can make a condition when he separates these tithes. Sal Sheyeshbo Peres Tevelim, a basket that has produce of Tevel, they're untithed. Masna Alav, B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah, Ba'omer, he can make a condition on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, saying, Im Hayom Chol Tehezu Truma Al Elu, if today is a weekday, then let what I'm separating be Truma on this basket. Vim hayom kodesh ein bedvarai klum. And if today is a holiday, then forget what I said. Shein magbin truma biyom tov, because truma cannot be separated on yontov. Ulamachar hu omer, and the next day he says, im etmol kodesh vahayom chol, if yesterday was yontov and today's a regular day, tehezo sha'amarti etmol truma a'elu, then let what I separated yesterday be truma for this basket. Vim hayom kodesh vahetmol chol, and if today is the holiday and yesterday was a weekday, then I've already separated truma. Ba'ochel kalkala hamatukenes umashayer hatruma, and he can then eat the produce that's been fixed up, leaving the truma behind. Velo hodu lo chachamim, but the chachamim did not agree with this. Hu Rab Yossi, this is again Rab Yossi, the Amran de Savar Kedusha Achasein, who says that it's one continuous period of holiness. Ve'ein magbiin behem truma, and truma cannot be separated this manner on Rosh Hashanah. Ve'davka b'shnei yamim tovim shor Rosh Hashanah k'deprishis la'el, and this is only the case on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, as we explained, because it's not just we don't know when Beis Din made the day Yontiv, it could be that both days are actually Yontiv. And of course, this is why there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Israel, which is not the case with other days of Yontiv. V'chein be'a shenolda b'rishon, similarly an egg that is laid on the first day, shal Rosh Hashanah, again talking about Rosh Hashanah. Te'achel b'sheni, it can be eaten on the second day. Dim harishon kodesh hasheni chol, because if it was laid on the first day, which was Yontiv, then the second day is a regular weekday. And an egg that is laid on Yontiv can be eaten on a weekday, because it's not preparing for the weekday. And if the first day is a weekday, and the second day is Yontiv, nimsa shechol mechin leYontiv b'shapir dami, then we find that it was prepared from before Yontiv to Yontiv, and that's just fine. So either way, if one day is Yontiv and the other day is Chol, then if the egg is laid on the first day, it can be eaten on the second day. V'lo hodu lo chachamim, but the chachamim did not agree with this. B'shnei yamim tovim shor Rosh Hashanah belvad. Again, we're only speaking of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the kedusha achas hein, which is one continuous period of holiness. V'shnei yamim tovim shor Galios modim lo. But they do agree when it comes to the 2 days of Yontiv that we keep outside of Israel, from a case of doubt, because they are really, one of them is going to be Chol. That is the end of Mishnah Ches. Join us tomorrow when we will finish this chapter with Mishnah Tes and start Perek Daled.